Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you all here. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation and part of the, and you got to be part of the solution, people. Really. You know, I've decided next week, with everything going on, we're gonna do a lot, and I mean a lot. We're going to do a lot on CRT next week. And the biggest reason behind it for me is I am tired of hearing everybody say how much they know about it and how much little they actually know about it. Really. I was with a group of people today about, you know, education. It's going to be tougher and tougher for me to speak about them only because, you know, people are watching me as a school board member saying, wait a minute. You're a school board member for a public school system. And you're talking about private education? You're talking about charter schools? You're talking about, you know, private schools? I mean, seriously? Yeah. Yeah, what I'm talking about is making sure that your kids get the education they're supposed to get with your tax dollars. And if your tax dollars aren't doing it, if they're not allowing your tax dollars to work the way they're supposed to, then it's up to you as the parent of that child to do one or two things. You either make as much noise as humanly possible and get that child the help it needs, the education it deserves, the education that you're paying for, or shame on you, right? Or you pull the kid out of the school. I mean, I don't know any other way to do it anymore. It seems like the only way to hurt these people, the only way to make them step up, is to hit them in a wallet, hit them in a purse, hit them in a pocketbook. However you want to say it, I don't really care. So in meeting with these people, again, they're coming in behind the eight ball. Things are already moving in a forward direction. So will it be a lot of work? Yes. Is it worth the work? Yes. You know, some of you don't think so, or don't think as much. But yeah, it's worth the work. You know, really. These are your kids, and I've been on this mantra now for quite some time. They didn't ask for you. You, in essence, asked for them. You need to take care of them. You need to make sure that they get everything that they need to succeed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always love it. When you get on board, you're here with me, and we're sharing. That's what we do in California, you know that? We share. Now, the stories are already starting around the collapse of the building in Florida. And I'd like to say, you know, can we wait? I say this every time. Can we wait, please? Right? Because the issue you have going on, first of all, if you do any research whatsoever, you will find that sinkholes in Florida are prevalent. They've been popping up and getting worse over the years. And this building may be a victim of these sinkholes. So, breathe. Right? And let's see, I mean, this could have been a lot worse. the more I read, I find that this building there are a lot of people that are called snowbirds that live there. You know, they come down from the north in the snowy weather and the cold weather and the winter weather. So thank God it was in February. Or January, for that matter. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want, you could also, if you want to be alerted by text, you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You know, the more and more you read every single day, right? Every single day you see the more and more stories coming forward. New York, Portland, Seattle. About what's going on there, how bad it is there. And you sit there scratching your head and you're saying, and no slight, because there's a lot of good people in New York, I know that, and Portland, and Seattle. But to put it bluntly and simply, what is wrong with you people? What is so, you can't even attract strong Democrat candidates, and even the Republican candidates for mayor right now for New York City. Not good. I don't know why more strong, people with stronger character didn't run, except to say that maybe, just maybe, they don't want to put up with all the garbage, or they think it's irredeemable. Right? And where has society come? I mean, Joe. I do it, Joey Biden. I just need to relax. I just need to get centered again. Well, he whispered, why can't I? Anyway, really, seriously. I really do appreciate the time. All right. I was going to say, where have we come in society when we're having shootouts at Burger King over chicken sandwich? Think about it. That's what we've raised. That's where we've come. That's where we're gonna argue about everything, right down to whether the toilet paper is soft enough or not. In Tennessee, the police, they arrested two people, both accused of shooting up Burger King after a dispute over a spicy chicken sandwich. Really? The the suspects, 22 and 20, they got into a fight with employees at the Burger King after someone complained that the sandwich had too much hot sauce on it. This is where we're at. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
We are back. I was just excited over the fact that Kamala Harris went to the border today. I'm not excited, really. I think it's hilarious, frankly. I think it's hilarious how she went to the safest place, the cleanest place on the border to show us how everything was quite under control, even though border crossings has tripled. Right? But everything's under control. They got it. They're moving kids all over the place. We got stories everywhere. We got proof. We've got television proof. Right? That State Representative Veronica Escobar, she welcomes everybody to the new Ellis Island. Can we stop electing? Can you people in Texas and Florida and other places, you've elected some great people, don't get me wrong. Can you stop electing ignorant lunatics? Can you do that? Do you think we can work that out? The new Ellis Island. Is she for real? The people that came to Ellis Island came there legally. They follow the process. How can you, this shows you the mental capacity for the truth that they have. She's out there talking about being Ellis Island. How? What equates to Ellis Island? They got checked. You know, at Ellis Island, my aunt, she was stuck there, I think, 12 days. And if you didn't pass the medical exam that they gave everybody and the testing, they sent you back. Not here. We'll worry about you later. We're going to let you loose in Tennessee. Really, come on, think about what they were doing, what they've been doing. This is nuts. And the amount of people they're letting in on a regular basis down there. We hope they come back. They hope they get rechecked. We hope. They're not going to do it. You know it as well as I do. Right? Yes, I know. She really didn't make it to the quote-unquote border site. She made it to El Paso. She was quite some ways from the border. No, I mean, again, so she really couldn't see what was happening. She couldn't see the nasties of really what was going down. She has no interest in seeing it. She doesn't want to go down there. She doesn't want to have to say, I saw it firsthand. Now, she will. She'll run around telling everybody, you know, what a great job, how much better it is. You know, the Border Patrol and the sheriff down there, why protect her? She sees you guys as scum. Let her bring her own. She's got the Secret Service. Let them protect her. Right? And I wouldn't show her anything that's going on the computers because she's got to tell her people how to get around it. You know, seriously. And all this noise over the ballots, I'm really getting a kick out of this. I think I talked about this the other day. The fact that Governor Newsom, or Nuisance, and a whole bunch of people on his team, they were suing to have the signatures verified on his recall, on the recall ballot, or the recall petition. So can you let that sink in for a second? They want the signatures verified on the recall petition, yet in other states, they're suing to stop it. Stop the checking of signatures. Stopping the verification of signatures. Anybody else just... It's not even disingenuous. It's flat-out lying. Right? I mean, hypocritical, it's nasty, it flat-out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some points brought up today. I get emails pretty much off and on all day long. One email said, can someone please explain to me how unemployed people, here in California, I know, unemployed people get anywhere from $650 to $900 a week, right, depending on what state you're in and that kind of stuff. While people on Social Security are expected to live on just a little over $1,000 a month. Right? Let that sink in. American taxpayers. Right? People who've paid into the system all their lives are expected to live on that much. And that is not a quote-unquote entitlement program because they're actually paying into it. So there is some give and take there. But yet you've got people who may have been making $150 a week, $200 a week, $300 a week, are now going to be getting big bucks every week because the government offsets. First of all, just the federal government dollars alone, $300, is a big difference, is it not? Let that sink in for a second. And it would, you know, let's make sure we keep defunding the police. You talk about the government not giving a crud. In my area, I think I've told you guys this before, I live in an area of about 300,000 people. It's not a big city. It's actually a nice, small area. Large in space, in acreage, but, you know, small when I say that, where in most cases, at least where I live, we're not living on top of each other. But the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors have decided, because Gascon has also decided he's not going to prosecute juveniles anymore. They're just kids that have gone sideways. So they won't be filing criminal charges against these kids for the most part, except in murder cases where they won't be looking for, A, the death penalty. They won't be looking for life without parole. They won't be looking for any of that stuff. And they want the juvenile jails, the governor does anyway. He wants them emptied. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. He wants them emptied. We have read stories about 13, 14, 15 years old who planned out and committed murder on another classmate. But, you know, they just made a mistake. Young kids making a mistake. Right? So they have these camps all up and down California for, you know, wayward youth is what we used to call them, right? Kids that got in trouble, maybe they got in trouble a couple of times, but they're all a little misdemeanor type of things. So now they decided to put these murderous kids, these felonious kids, into these camps. And in those camps, they're going to create little subgroups so that the kids can get, you know, the mothering, the mental health that they need. Now, it's really, okay, so part of what's hypocritical about this, remember, whenever we talk about kids, shootings in schools and such across the country, we always talked about the mental health. It's not the gun, it's the mental health of the person with the gun. And we were told we couldn't do that. No, you Republicans, you always want to make it about mental health. Well, it is about mental health. No human being kills another human being like that without having a mental health issue. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I've got to finish this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A judge in Minneapolis has sentenced former police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of killing George Floyd, to 22 and a half years in prison.
Like the conviction of Derek Chauvin 2 months ago, today's sentencing is not justice, but it is another moment of real accountability on the road to justice.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Derek Chauvin's mother, Carolyn, made an impact statement. She told the court her son is not a racist.
None of these things are true, and that my son is a good man.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back at it again.
Like the fella once said.
Show and see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, I mean, the way you become part of the solution, honestly, really, guys, is you get informed. Once you get informed, then you engage. Once you engage, then you can make things happen. Right? Come on. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. If you want to know more about the show and what have you, just head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Look, if you head over to MyPillow, I know you blew it on Father's Day. You forgot, didn't you? But if you go over to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell is very good to the conservative movement, very good to many of us. Now, we don't take any money from Mike, so. But when you buy stuff off his website, he supports conservative causes. So why not? It's great product. It's made in America. It helps Americans work, keeps them at work, keeps them at their jobs. Why wouldn't you want to support that? So the promo code on the way out is Joe. Can't make it any simple. No, it's not the new fangled J-O, but J-O-E, Joe. All right? They have men's slippers, women's slippers. They have pillows, they have super pillows, they have pillowcases, all kinds of stuff, and it's one way to help out the cause as a whole. Anyway, always a pleasure. So, I was talking about the mental, you know, the issues, like, in my local area, which is very much the same all across the country, but in L.A., what's happened is Governor Newsom in California has decided to, you know, got to get the kids out of the juvenile prisons. It's not helping them. Okay, so let's get them out in the street. No, well, we can't get them out in the street. Let's put them in low-end, low-security prisons. They're camps here in California. They truly are camps. And they're low-security places. Kids escape from them fairly frequently. Not that the guards aren't doing their job, but, you know, they're kids, very resourceful. And there's not that many guards at these places. So now they're talking about putting the kids in there that may have committed murder, assault, battery, armed robbery, the whole nine yards. They don't care. Gas gun's not going to fill them back up again because he's not allowing any charges to be brought against juveniles. This is crazy. And when you have shootings with these guns, you know, you can't talk about mental health issues. Yet, what they're saying is when they bring these kids in, they're going to give them the mental health that they need. Right? The mental health help that they need. Isn't that interesting? Doesn't that show more and more and more how the hypocrisy shines? These hardened criminals, these hardcore kids that have killed somebody, which is also an issue of mental health, I get it. But you can't say that in shootings, right? You can't say the shooter has a mental health issue. It's the gun's fault. Except when it comes to these kids, when they want to move them out of regular juvenile centers and into these places. They're just all over the place. So they're going to put the kids in these detention centers. Just nuts. Now, crime all across the country, especially in those cities run by the, is it donkey or jackass? Which is the proper terminology? I don't know. I'll have to find out. I'll call them jack wagons now so everybody can stay safe here. In Atlanta, homicides are up 58%. Shootings up 40%. Democrat-run city. New York City, homicides up 13%. Shootings up 64%. Another city run by Democrats. Portland, 533% on the homicides. Come on, let that sit for a second. 126 shootings. The percentage. They're up 126%. Chicago, homicides up 5%. The shootings up 18%. This is the increase from last year to this year at the same time. Los Angeles, 22% up, 50% plus on the shooting side. And they're defunding police. They're pulling policemen, police officers out of the schools. Right? Because we're safe. Everything's don't worry. Everything's going to work out. The criminals will kill enough people that will kind of level the playing field, right? These people are sick. Philadelphia, homicides up 37%, shootings up almost 30%. But hey, what's a few shootings among friends? Right? This is how sick these people are. Now, there's no nice anymore. There's no playing games anymore. It's like everybody running around saying, you have nothing to worry about with the vaccines. And you go to the CDC site. And right now, apparently, they're not doing what they do with other stuff, where they mark it with big red letters. Hey, check this out. But the FDA authorized COVID-19 vaccine. It's emergency authorized, right? When you look at the fine print in one of the reports, it specifically says you should defer, and I'm reading from their site, you should defer the second dose of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine until more information is known. However, if the heart has recovered from the first shot, they could consider proceeding with the second dose under certain circumstances. Discuss this with the patient, guardian, or the clinical team. This isn't Joe. This is just something I made up. This is something the CDC has put out. But you're not allowed to hear about that. Right? Because that puts a whole damper on everything they want to teach you, or tell you, or let you believe. This is why I always tell you, you got to do your own homework. You have to. Right? You know what I'm saying now? I want you to believe me when I tell you, but you can't, because I'm getting the information some of the places that maybe they're off, maybe they're wrong, maybe I grabbed the wrong thing. Right? Just guessing here. And I'm putting up or getting the same information that you're getting in a lot of ways. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation and part of the solution. I want you with me. I want you involved. I want you engaged. And the way you do that, again, is you got to tune in. You got to listen. You got to ask questions. I'm not afraid of questions. By the way, some of you already asked. They Sonia will join us in the second hour tonight. Living in L.A., there's always challenges. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. It was funny. I was sitting out talking to a law enforcement official, and I think I've mentioned this a few times to you guys. When I lived in Massachusetts, I actually had, 107 years ago, I actually had a license to carry concealed. And I had 22, count them, 22 pistols. I didn't have them all around the house or whatever. I had them, in my, not safe, but I had them in a place in my bedroom. I was a single guy living alone. And so I had 22 of them and never got in trouble. I had one cop get on my case because I'm a little bit of a smart butt. I was on my motorcycle. Yes, me. And I was like, go figure. I was on a motorcycle. I had my gun shoved in my back. And the coat came loose, and the coat was flapping all around the place. The cop pulled me over. I gave a little smart comment. Didn't touch it. Didn't do anything stupid. Just whatever. But it was, it is what it is. So anyway, to the point, none of those guns ever went off in my bedroom and shot anybody. None of those guns ever went off when I had them on my person and shot anybody. Never took it out and waved it. See, here's the difference. Law-abiding citizens, they know what it takes to maintain these freedoms. They understand the value of these freedoms, so we don't play with them. We don't disrespect them, if you would. I didn't take the gun out and say, "Whoa, look at what I got." We don't do that. You use it truly when you feel like your life is in danger. That's the whole idea behind it. If I want to go target practice or shooting or what have you, yeah, I throw them in the box, I go to the range, and I go shoot. But you don't play with it. On the other hand, those who don't believe in being law-abiding, I would bet you a week's pay that there is absolutely no serial number on their guns. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have.
your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. I want you part of the solution. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I mean that in all sincerity. Tony Smith's going to join us in the next hour. Just got confirmation. Excited? I'm excited. I'm having a good time with Sonya's on. And she brings a little levity and common sense to the conversation. It's, man, this stuff just never stops. The information that people send me, it just never stops. The, you know, we're looking at everything that's going on out there as far as, you know, the critical race theory, CRT. And people, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged locally. You see it going on all over the country. You've got nothing to lose. You need to jump on it. Or, you know, jump on the bandwagon, get the information you need to get. Get out to these school boards, water boards, city councils. And let them know how, just let them know what it's all about. What you want to stand for, what they need to understand. If you go over to, by the way, Flag and Cross, it's flagandcross.com, flagandcross.com. They actually grabbed a copy of the 1776 Project. That was the President's, you know, Advisory Council on what 1776 was all about. And so it's been deleted off the White House website and other places. But now they grabbed it and they've turned it into print, which I think is wonderful. You know, and you say we support these things. You all say that we should be supporting things, helping out and that kind of stuff. So do it. Get out to these conservative groups and do it. All right, let's hit some of the fun stuff. Some of the more lighthearted stuff. I don't know if it's lighthearted, but... Governor Abbott is being sued by state Democrats for vetoing their paycheck. After they walked out. Remember when they tried to do the election bill? And they walked out. And Abbott's called for lawmakers to go back in a special session on July 8th to try again in passing the bill. Now, I'd like to know specifically what the rules slash laws are under that. So they're suing Governor Abbott after he vetoed funds to pay them that period of time, right, which denied the Republicans the quorum to pass the bill. Abbott said those who quit their job early should not be paid. He's right. If you leave work early, why do you get paid? See, but this is their mentality. You should just be paid for everything because the government's got more money than knows what to do with. What's wrong with you people? Remember, they walked off the floor just before midnight on May 31st to make sure that there was no quorum needed to vote on the bill. The bill would impose a slew of election changes in regular sessions. The dramatic move landed them an invitation to the White House from Vice President Kamala Harris. The Abbott has called the lawmakers back for special sessions set to begin July 8th. Texans don't run from legislative flight, he said. You know what? They didn't get elected to walk away. What a garbage way. They should have stayed. They should have fought. They should have laid down the reasons why. And then they could have turned around and said, look, we tried to fight for you. We couldn't. But here's the deal. They know those restrictions are fair and right and reasonable. And they know that once those restrictions go into place, they won't be able to cheat like they do. And we can't have that. Right? It's just amazing. Abbott said when he vetoed a portion of the state budget that funds the legislative branch last week, funding should be provided for those who shouldn't be provided for those who quit their job, early anyway, leaving their state with unfinished business and exposing taxpayers to higher costs. You know, they have a very short legislative session. They've got to get in, get the bills out, and get out. Now, in California, it's the other way. They have a full-time legislature. They still can't get it done in time. And they have, you know, a constitutional law, right, by which they have to have all the bills done by a certain date and time. They have to have them all voted yay or nay. And whatever ones don't get voted on that night by 11 o'clock, whatever the date happens to be for that year, wherever it falls, those bills have to be resubmitted and redone in the following year. Now, here's the funny thing about all that. They've been doing this for years. They unplugged the clock 20 minutes before the end of the night. 20 minutes before that period. Now, they may have 1,000 bills to vote on. And they're at number 321. They'll unplug the clock until they get through the ball and then plug it back in again. I mean, that can't be legal. Somebody has to take them to task. And there were a few hardcore Republicans, right-wing Republicans, that used to give long speeches to run the clock out on purpose to prove a point. The Democrats in Texas took that case straight to the Supreme Court, called the veto an unconstitutional power grab. The veto of $400 million of funding also denied pay to Republican legislators as well, and the support staff in and around the Capitol. Governor Abbott's veto is an attempt to coerce and thereby direct how legislative discharges its functions. That's according to one Democrat senator. No. See, it's not a political thing. You didn't show up for work. You left work early. Why should you get paid for the full day? State Representative Chris Turner, a Democrat, said he was more concerned about supporting staff's paychecks, as lawmakers only make about $600 per month in Texas anyhow, plus the $221 every day the legislature is in session. Wow. That's interesting. So think about that. I haven't really given this that much thought. But in 1 month, right, they're in session for what? Let's just say in a month they actually do some work like the rest of us. So they're in, most of the time, they're in session 20 days a month. So they get another $5,000 on top of the six. So see, again, this is that funny math, right? They get $600 a month. Everyone goes, wow, that's a lot of money, right? But they get another $221 for every day the legislature's in session. So they're whining over losing $221 for a day. Wow, that's deep. Abbott's veto is for the two-year state budget that begins September 1st. The issue would be resolved next month before the budget takes effect, hopefully. Abbott's spokesperson, Renee Eves, said Democrats' claims about the vetoes were misleading. It's not the first time, won't be the last time, that a governor vetoed funding for government positions. Now, the Constitution protects the legislative branch, and as the Democrats well know, which is usually true, their position, their power, and their salaries, they're all protected by the Constitution. They can continue to legislate despite the veto. If enacted, the bill would expand the authority of the partisan poll watchers and enact bans on 24-hour drive-through voting. Wow. Drive-through voting. Yeah, Frankie, I got my license right here somewhere on the front seat. Hold on a minute. Right? I mean, seriously, this is crazy. Increases penalties for election workers who violate protocols. Yeah, we don't want to do that. We don't want anybody to get in trouble for doing the wrong thing on purpose, for breaking the law on purpose. Anybody else think this is nuts, or is it just me? It's always a lot of fun. Apparently, State Representative Lucy McBath of Georgia, she said she called for every official at every level of government to step up efforts to address systemic inequality, arguing at a virtual event that racism was in every fiber of the United States. These people, I'm telling you, they need help. They are mentally ill. Every fiber. Look around you. I did this thing the other night. Look around you. Look at what's happening, where we've come from, how far we've come. I want to know. I want her to sit down, and if she has the spine, lay out exactly what she wants. Right? McBeth made the remarks on June 18th while participating in a virtual town hall. She was with the law firm Duane Morris. They were honoring Juneteenth, the newly established federal holiday. You all know about that and know how I feel about it. What's funny is the holiday supposedly commemorates, this is again, bad history. Slavery was ended when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Bad history. You know, and they go along with it because they're too ignorant to know better. Macbeth argued that recent events such as the nationwide protesting against police brutality following the death of George Floyd and the passage of GOP-backed election bills in Georgia and other states were proof of systemic racism. However, electing a president twice, a black president with over 80% of the white vote, how do they explain that? Don't receive your host. Let's see if Tony Schmidt can explain that in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.